This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Think of your favorite children's book. The story and illustrations work together to draw you in and make you return to it again and again. But of course, the best part about a great children's book is the message it conveys, and hopefully it's one that stays with you. Well, today we're going to speak with a Brattleboro duo who have written a new children's book. Joining us from our Brattleboro studios at Marlboro College are Ellen Tumavikas and Jamie Scanlon, and their new book is Ralph Flies the Coop, A Tale of Transformation.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks for having us, Mary.
So the book is Ralph Flies the Coop, A Tale of Transformation, and no spoiler alerts, but it follows this rather self-centered rooster who takes off and he travels the world, and it really broadens his horizons through experiencing other cultures. What was the catalyst behind the theme of this story of embracing otherness? Jamie?
The book really came about through my own personal experiences, traveling and visiting other places with my family. I really wanted to write something that would kind of capture that for kids and give them exposure to the idea that speaking another language and experiencing another culture can help them make friends and can expand their horizons for their entire lives.
Ellen, how did your own travels inspire these bright, bold illustrations that you've drawn of Ralph the Rooster and how his appearance changes throughout the story?
I feel I have been Ralph a lot of my life. My mother allowed me to have the freedom to just hop on a plane to Dublin, and before I know it, I was taking a boat to France, and all along the way, I was sketching people and sketching buildings. A few years later, I went to Guatemala and I studied backstrap weaving, and I just fell in love with the bright colors and the intricate patterns. I would go to the markets all around Guatemala, and then I would go home to rest in the little cabin where I was sleeping, where the avocados were falling on the tin roof, and I would close my eyes and I would see all the bright patterns. So I've definitely been inspired by places that I've traveled to.
Jamie, let's talk about your use of written verse. What was behind the decision to write the book in rhyming verse?
I remember really vividly my mom reading a lot of the Dr. Seuss books and Cat in the Hat and Horton Hears a Who. So I really think, you know, this is a rhyming book, and the rhythm is very strong in it. And that language play that's so playful that Dr. Seuss has gave me a language play at an early age.
Jamie, you introduce a lot of other languages, too, in terms of Ralph speak in the book. What was the catalyst behind that?
It came about, I was teaching animal sounds in a classroom of kindergartners in Japan. And, you know, going through the animal sounds, moo, cock-a-doodle-doo, oink, you know, the kids were just cracking up and they thought it was the most hysterical thing. And they started to teach me the animal sounds in Japanese. So, you know, for example, a rooster doesn't say cock-a-doodle-doo, it says koke-koko. So we were laughing hysterically about all these animal sounds, and I thought, this is a way to really expose kids to the concept of foreign language learning and how fun it can be.
And Ellen, as Ralph transforms with his adventures, you have to convey that through your illustrations. How did you go about doing that with a rooster?
Ralph's transformation was really so fun to just sort of imagine first, what would Ralph look like? In terms of learning how to anthropomorphize a rooster's face was really new to me. And then, you know, in the beginning, Ralph's wings are kind of like teal, blue, and greens. Mm. And he looks kind of like all the other roosters. Then I had to really think about how would I show the transformation in a way that kids would really get. And the kids do really get. They notice, wow, after he leaves Mexico, look at that. He has a tail feather that has a pattern that looks like the mariachi player's hat. And then the kids just notice that his wings that used to be more monochromatic are turning rainbow. And then his expression softens as well as he becomes more open to not being afraid of anything that's different. Because back on the farm, he was afraid if anyone would come by and look different. Mm. So making that visible for kids in a way that they notice, and then it actually allows them to talk about what would their tail feathers look like if they were actually able to travel somewhere. And we realized that with some kids in this area, hopping on a plane and going to the Caribbean isn't really a possibility. So for some kids, they have shared that, well, you know, when I went to Hannaford's with my mom, I came home and I was a changed person. Just that idea of making it visible for children in a way that they can really realize that where they go and how they choose to interact with what they encounter really forms who they are at a very early age.
What's your hope for this book? Jamie?
We really hope that people will pick it up and think of it as a really fun story that exposes children to the idea of travel, language learning, and being open to diversity and to other cultures. We hope that it'll kind of carry that idea of the meaning of global citizenship. Through language learning and cultural experiences, we can change the world.
Not only can that transform themselves, like it can make them a brighter and more beautiful person like it did for Ralph, but it also that what they bring back to their community can be different and improved if they are open to embracing the other, whether it's a trip to Hannaford's or a kid who wears different clothes at school, that if they're open to trying that rather than being afraid of it, it really can change how they see themselves and how they see the world and hopefully make the world a better place.
Thank you both so much for telling us more about your new book, Ralph Flies the Coop, A Tale of Transformation.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's author Jamie Scanlon and illustrator Ellen Tumavikas. Find out more about their book by visiting vpr.net.